this is Bill Mazur for Monitor 67. Ed McMahon, Ed will be back next week. Right now, and that's what Monitor really is, the sound of the present, let's listen to Andy Russell. It's such a pretty world today.
It's such a pretty world today.
Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
Ooh, every day's the same since I met you.
It's such a pretty world today.
Knowing that you're mine.
Knowing that you're mine.
The sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
Today and every day since I met you. And though the rain may fall, our skies will all be blue.
Dealer can't say no. He doesn't know the meaning of the word. All he can say is yes. Y-E-S for year-end savings on every beautifully engineered new Oldsmobile in stock. He's offering annual year-end savings on the elegant 98s, on the great 88s, including the richly appointed Delta 88 Custom. He's saying yes on youthful F-85s and Cutlass Supremes. He's even saying Y-E-S on the fabulous front-wheel drive Toronados. Every one features rocket power, plus a long list of standard safety, comfort, and convenience features. And you can add a stereo tape player, an AM/FM radio, or any number of many other Oldsmobile personal options. Y-E-S. Year-end savings makes it harder than ever to say no to a spirited young Oldsmobile. Don't fight it. See your yes man, your Oldsmobile dealer, now. Say yes to a new 1967 Oldsmobile at year-end savings.
Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by the refiners of the famed Kendall GT1 racing oil. Today, Joe looks at having Dad on his son's side and on the sidelines.
Saying goodbye to his father might turn out to be a big break for him, and that's the way his father planned it. I'll be back to discuss that after this from Kendall.
If you're driving a Super Sport G2, 2 Plus 2, or any of the other new breed of high-performance cars, you know they're patterned after racing cars. That's why these engines need the new motor oil, Kendall GT1 Racing Oil. Refined from richest 100% Pennsylvania crude oil, Kendall GT1 meets and beats the most severe test requirements. It lubricates without foaming or thin-out, at highest RPMs. It protects against scuffing and other engine wear. Designed and proven for racing, but recommended for all high-performance cars, whether on city streets or turnpikes. Ask your dealer for GT1 Racing Oil, refined by Kendall, makers of the official oil at Watkins Glen. Again, Joe Garagiola.
One of the most interesting trades of the year took place recently when the Denver Broncos sent halfback Abner Haynes, linebacker Jerry Hopkins, and defensive end Dan LaRose of the Miami Dolphins, also the American Football League. Miami gave up fullback Cookie Gilchrist, guard Ernie Parks, defensive end Earl Faison, and quarterback George Wilson, Jr. It's Wilson that makes his story so interesting, because he was traded by George Wilson, Sr. Young Wilson has been under a terrific handicap, and being a pro quarterback can cause enough pressure without also being the coach's son. The father, a veteran football man, understood his son's problem and recognized it was also a problem to him. There had to be people who said, if his old man wasn't the coach, he wouldn't be in there. It all boils down to this. If young Wilson did something wrong, he shouldn't have been playing in the first place. If he did something right, well, he wouldn't have gotten a chance to do it if it wasn't for his father. Young Wilson had to be pleased with the remarks of his new coach, Lou Saban. Saban said, Wilson is a gutty fellow, the scrambling type. He'll be given every opportunity to be our number one quarterback in what will be a wide-open battle among a half-dozen candidates. There have been cases like this one in different sports over the years. When the great Lester Patrick was coaching the New York Rangers hockey team, he had two of his sons playing for him. The older boy, Lynn, really got it going over from the gallery customers in Madison Square Garden. He was a fine hockey player, but do you know how good you have to be for the fans when your father's the coach? The younger son, Muzz, had it a little easier, mostly, I think, because he was a defenseman. He kept getting into fights, and when that happens in hockey, the only thing that matters is which uniform you're wearing. I remember one of the classic cases of the relationship between a father and son in sports because both men were friends of mine. The year was 1950, and the pennant race in the National League was a dandy. The great George Sisler was the batting instructor for the Dodgers in those days, and the Dodger victory on the last day of the season against the Phillies would have meant a first-place tie and a playoff. Mr. Sisler, one of the finest men I ever knew in my life, sat in Ebbets Field that day and watched the Dodgers lose. They lost on a 10th-inning home run by a Philadelphia player, Dick Sisler, George Sisler's son. Old-timers in baseball, particularly the ones who played for the Philadelphia Athletics, have fond memories of the late Earl Mack. They say he was a solid baseball man who knew the game, but he was never a player and served the team as a coach. The late Al Simmons once said, to the players, he was a valuable asset to the club, but to the fans, he was just Connie Mack's son. If young George Wilson throws a pass to beat Miami next year, his father ought to talk to George Sisler. They'd understand each other's problems. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Listen again to Joe Garagiola weekdays on NBC and every weekend right here on Monitor. By the way, the All-Star Game will be coming to you on NBC Radio and Television this coming Tuesday, July 11th. From pre-game warm-up to post-game revaluation, the All-Star Game at your present dial setting. Wherever you are, you're traveling on the Monitor Beacon. Next, music by Henry Mancini, which is not only his latest composition, but a fitting introduction to Mr. Mancini himself, who'll be with us shortly. The tune, Two for the Road.
And any place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. To find a road to travel down the years, collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs and living life the way we.
Did you ever wonder how long it takes to compose the score for a motion picture? Well, at least we'll find out how long it takes Henry Mancini right after this message.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark, you
date. I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark, you
date. I think everybody who smokes should try a lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark, you date.
Great smoke, glad I changed.
Hey, there's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark, you date.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
Henry Mancini did the score for the Audrey Hepburn, Albert Finney film, Two for the Road, which you just heard. Now, Mr. Mancini has been traveling himself lately. He's back now and getting ready to open Monday night with his 40-piece orchestra at the Greek Theater in Griffith Park, Los Angeles. Monitor reporter Dale Remington asked the Academy Award winner about his trip, his music, and the Mancini family.
Haven't you just returned from the Orient?
I am the road. Yes, we just came back from the Orient. We had a tour, a concert tour with Andy Williams. It was a wonderful experience. They love pop music over there.
Was this your first trip to the Orient?
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
You say they love pop music. I guess you have a good audience there then.
It's a wonderful audience. And they're being educated in the Western ways. Before we came over there, right after the war, you know, and brought all the entertainment for the soldiers and all that, they were not accustomed to applauding after a number. And so the boys that went over there at the beginning thought that they were being horrible failures, you know, because the people would just sit there and they'd stare back at them. They love it, but customarily they just wouldn't applaud. And but they've changed that.
Did you take your family along with you on this trip?
Yes, not the whole family. I have twin girls who are 15, and I have a boy who is 17, and he went along with us, my wife, Ginny, and myself. And, he had a marvelous time. He kept going to the baths. His face cleared up in about a week.
I believe the last time you talked on Monitor, you told about your son and the fact that he is also a musician, and that... maybe he didn't regard you as being square, but not quite with the new sound, or his sound.
Well, he's kind of discovering me day by day. You know, in the movies, we have to kind of keep up ahead. And there are certain things that a lot of the rock groups are doing now. They'll be named, well, you know, the Beatles, things of that sort, with the tracks that go backwards and the electronic things and all of this sort of thing. Now... we did that on Peter Gunn, you know, things of that sort. We did 6, 7, 8 years ago. And so I kind of edge him to places where he can find out that we had done this before, you know. And he's starting to look at... I find him looking at me sideways sometimes, you know, just to see if I'm real, I guess, you know.
So Junior is sort of getting an appreciation of Senior a little bit more, perhaps. Huh?
I think so.
Mr. Mancini, it's a known fact that you're a winner. It seems that there's a Mancini sound. If you're writing for a picture or you're involved in something, it's a winner. I wonder if we could talk about your work habits. How, when you get an assignment, you stay on it until you've finished it, you take breaks?
I have done in the past about 3 or 4 pictures a year, and they are worked in. Fortunately, I think the key behind this whole thing is that I learned my trade in a kind of an apprenticeship at Universal Studios, 1952 to 58. I did over 100 films. I worked on 100 films there at that time. And I got a firm grasp on what film music was all about. And I've called on that experience many times because it's helped me to discipline myself into doing a film sometimes in 2 weeks. Like the Two for the Road... we did that in about 3 weeks, and it was a very hard one to do because, you know, the film, they were traveling all the time, and it seems like when the wheels started turning, the music started turning.
Well, now, would your wife regard you as being difficult, say, while you're writing the score for a film? I mean, do you only drink coffee and hide in a room in the morning and won't take telephone calls?
No, I think I'm a little too easy on the family in that respect because... where I work in a little den, and it's the side door leads to the carport, And everybody comes tramping through.
The kids, when they finish school, we've only been in the house 2 years, but every time they open the door, it's, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were here. You know, that kind of a thing.
And I'm thinking of getting a little room outside in the back somewhere.
Or a gun, maybe, huh?
No, well, that's another film I've just done.
Well, Henry Mancini, I'd like to thank you very much for stopping by Monitor.
Oh, it's been a real pleasure for me. Thank you.
This is Dale Remington for Monitor.
Henry Mancini, with probably one of the best batting averages in the music business today. Now let's listen to this summary suggestion.
Here's Vic Damone for Coppertone.
Make the most of moments in the sun. Coppertone makes living in the sunshine fun. It gives the fastest tan, as you will quickly see. Cause nothing tans like Coppertone naturally. So get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan, don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
Come on, join the tannables and get the best of the sun with Coppertone. You'll get the fastest tan possible with maximum sunburn protection. A marvelously deep, dark, long-lasting tan. Coppertone not only has the most widely beach-tested sunscreen, but actually make your skin more tannable. Keep it satiny smooth and soft. Don't be a pale face. Get out in the sun and get a better tan with Coppertone.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
If it's hot where you are today, here's a cooling thought. The temperature in Death Valley, California, hit 123 for 4 days in a row this week, but it finally dropped down to 121. In California or New York, anywhere you go, Monitor goes with you. New Yorkers, hear us on WNBC. This is Bill Mazur.
Complete coverage of the All-Star Baseball game next Tuesday on the NBC radio and television networks.
Monitor 67 on the go. I'm Bill Mazur. We'll be talking about Fletcher's Island shortly, one of the few islands which, if you wait long enough for, in the right spot, will come to you. It's 99% pure. Ice, that is. And it floats. First, here's Roger Williams. Love Me Forever.
Thank you. Controversy that continues to rage over whether or not I am related to the Wynn Oil Company people.
People!
I'd like to make a more important point.
Right.
Wynn's products do keep cars going strong.
Strong!
This was proven conclusively last Memorial Day at Indianapolis. The cars that finished first, second, and third all used Wynns.
Wynn!
But what about everyday driving? In hot weather, weekend and vacation trips, use Wynn's new Charge.
Charge!
A can of Charge in your crankcase ensures full engine compression, prevents oil burning, and gives your car total power.
Power!
Switch to Charge and keep your car going strong. Wherever you get gas or service, ask for Charge. Made by Wynn.
No relation.
Of Azusa.
No relation.
Is it warm enough for you? Well, in Perryland, that's at the tip of Greenland, near the North Pole, the temperature is expected to reach a high of 46 degrees today. But it gets a lot colder than that in the Arctic Ocean, as you're going to find out from weatherman Robert Fraser. Fraser has recently returned from the ice island, T3, our government's floating scientific base in the polar region. Monitor reporter Lee Klein talked with weatherman Fraser in Des Moines.
Did you have any visits from animals while you were there floating around the Arctic Ocean?
Oh, yes. We were visited by two polar bears in December.
And they had not seen humans before?
No, we're sure that they had never seen humans before. They showed absolutely no fear of us. And as I say, we chased one, and I use that in quotes, with a weasel, which is a tracked vehicle, like a tank track on it, that we can go over snow and ice with. And we ran behind the bear for several hundred yards, and it sort of just loped along in front of us. And when we stopped, it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And we were getting too far away from camp then, so we turned around and came back. And of course, it was pitch black, so we don't know what happened to the bear, but we do know it came back to camp. It might have just followed the weasel. We couldn't look back and see.
That's the only visitor you had?
Well,
unplanned?
Yeah, well, we had the Russians visit.
Oh, how was that?
Well, they have an Arctic program that I'm afraid puts ours to shame. And they have many stations in the Arctic Ocean. And, of course, it's very important to their country because of Siberia and the northern coast of their country for life. And they came and set off an explosion very close to T3. I'm not quite sure what else they get.
Well, do the Russians ride on these iceberg islands?
Yes.
Just like you do?
Yes, they have several stations.
How many stations does the United States have on floating islands?
Right now we have one.
T3. And how many do the Russians have?
Well, I believe they have five at the present time.
If this island was fairly level on top, how far did it extend down into the water? If it was 8 miles long?
On the average of 130 feet.
A great big
chunk of ice.
But did you ever worry about a crack suddenly going streaking through the the settlement or the area where you to your camp and dumping you in the Arctic Ocean?
No, we thought about it, of course.
It could have happened. It happened to one of the previous
sites. Right, right. It happened to Arliss 2, and which they evacuated by air on sort of an emergency basis. In fact, they left most of the equipment on the island, and the island broke up, and now the equipment is laying in the bottom of the Arctic Ocean. This happened just north of Iceland, I believe. But, no, it's nothing to worry about.
You were served by airplanes, and you had a landing strip on this.
Yeah. We had a 4,000-foot runway that we made on the snow and ice.
You were studying the weather in the upper atmosphere. What was your actual weather like on the island?
Well, the surface weather varied. Actually, it got down once to about 73 below, and on Christmas Day, it was 8 above, which was our high for the cold weather. So when the sun came up, it got a little better, but on the whole, it was right around 50 below.
And some of that 6 months was 24 hours blackness, and,
that's right.
And 24, and then later 24 hours.
You know, that's right.
Well, it's quite an experience. There's still things to be explored. There's still challenges left in life, aren't there?
There's a few left, yes.
You left your family. Are you married?
Yes.
I left the family here and then spent the time up there.
Actually, I went to T3 because it had been one of the few places that I hadn't been to.
Well, that's pretty exciting. Thank you very much for telling us about it. Robert Fraser, Des Moines weatherman, just back from the floating ice island, 4 miles wide, 8 miles long, Fletcher's Island, or T3, floating around the North Pole in the Arctic Ocean. Now back to Monitor.
You know, I have a wild thought. Why couldn't they tow an ice island or an iceberg down here, anchor it right off the coast? What a tourist attraction, and free ice for everybody.
I like the way it tastes.
I agree. There's nothing like a lark.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Nichols and May are only a few minutes away, right here, on the Monitor Beacon.
Northeast Yellow. Oh, miss, I hear Northeast serves hot snacks on Yellowbird jets to Boston.
Yes, sir, on 17 Yellowbird jets every weekday.
Oh, what time do they leave?
At 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, and 11:30.
All jets, right?
Yes,
sir. New Yellowbirds, huh?
Uh-huh, yes.
What are those times again?
Wouldn't you rather hear our jingle, sir?
Catch a Northeast Yellowbird. Catch a Northeast.
Mrs. Louis Nicolai of Farmingdale won $1,000. Mrs. Carol Lyons of Richmond Hill won $1,500. Mrs. Charlotte Colbrin of Yonkers won $1,900. And Mrs. Angeline Needham of North Bergen won $2,000 by playing Fortune Phone with Sterling Yates on WNBC. Be a winner. Listen to Fortune Phone and make sure Sterling has your number. Fortune Phone, weekdays at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on WNBC.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, answers your questions.
That was a real pretty sound, wasn't it? NBC's nationwide weekend voice, Monitor 67, your host, Bill Mazur. Ladies and gentlemen, place your bets. It's time for Lover's Roulette. Mel Torme is the singing croupier.
What can I lose if I gamble again in the game of fools? If I take a chance on another romance, I know the rules. Here is my heart, you can start spinning the ball. Cover my bet. It's lover's roulette, winner take all. What can I lose when the cards are all dealt and the betting starts? What are the stakes when a joker can take the queen of hearts? Here is my life and my love, all I am worth. Can I lose when maybe I'll win heaven on earth? chance if I gamble again in the game of fools. But I'll take a chance on another romance, forget the rules. Here is my heart, you can start spinning the ball. Cover my bet, it's lover's roulette, winner take all. Cover my bet, it's lover's roulette, winner take all.
This is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Vera Miles, lovely co-star of The Spirit is Willing, a Paramount picture. And it's a ghost story, isn't it, Vera? How about some clues?
Now, Army, how could you enjoy it if I cleared up all the suspense? But I will tell you this.
Yes?
The Spirit is Willing is not only full of mystery and chills, it's guaranteed to keep you laughing while you shudder. And now, mum's the word, Army. Unless you want to talk about Coppertone.
A pleasure, Vera. And I see you've joined the Tannibles, Tan. Don't burn. Use Coppertone.
Exactly. Coppertone truly gives you a better tan. And you may quote me, Army Archer.
Thank you, Vera Miles. I will.
Now a message meant for you.
Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne. Like nothing else you ever tasted. Nothing else except champagne. So put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne.
If you're high-spirited, sparkling champagne is the drink to match your champagne mood. Champagne, C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. Buy it wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. Sparkling Champagne Malt Liquor, Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey. British security agents were red-faced this week. One of them accidentally set off the burglar alarm protecting the crown jewels. They're not insured, according to the Associated Press. The reason, you know, the jewels are literally priceless, so no one has tried to value them. They're very well guarded, too, but let's face it. Suppose you were successful in removing them. You couldn't sell them. And what fun would there be wearing a crown with 500 jewels in your basement? Monitor Comedy Time, starring Mike Nichols and Elaine May, brought to you by One Hour Martinizing, the most in dry cleaning. Is there a One Hour Martinizing dry cleaning store in your community? If not, look for one soon. Another new franchised Martinizing store opens every working day of the week on the average, and the total is over 2,500 stores coast to coast and around the world. Why is One Hour Martinizing thriving? Because it's the most in dry cleaning. The modern method that cleans clothes superbly in just 1 hour. It costs you no more. Each franchised Martinizing cleaner owns his own store, does all work right on his premises. He can give your clothes more attention, more personal care. From the moment you bring in a garment until it's placed clean and fresh in a wrapping, each step is organized for superior quality and prompt service. Your clothing is cleaned gently, thoroughly, comes back to you expertly pressed, fresh as a flower, and looking like new again. It's a fact. You can't buy a new suit or a new dress every time you go out, but you can feel like it in clothes freshly dry cleaned by 1 hour Martinizing. Now Nichols and May with Businessman's Lunch.
Hello, Nancy. I'm sorry I'm late. Have you ordered?
No, I haven't.
All right, waiter, I'd like a Bloody Mary. What'll you have, Mary?
Gin on the rocks.
Nancy, gin on the rocks and a Bloody Mary. I'll have the broiled kidneys and the American fries. Would you decide what you want to eat?
Shirred eggs.
Shirred eggs for the lady, and I'll have my coffee with the meal. I don't know about you.
I'll take the same one.
Right, now... I talked to Strauss, Nancy, and he's got reports A and B ready for us. I don't know about the rest of the field trips. I'm waiting to hear the information that you brought, and then I'd like to arrange a meeting, if possible, as soon, in the beginning of the week as we can. Try to get all the parties concerned together, possibly in the conference room with Strauss himself, and settle this thing and have the contract signed by Friday. Now,
well, that's very difficult for me to say, because we've got 75 in from Boston, and that's
Thank
about
you,
it.
Thank you, waiter, yes.
There is no tabulation to be made with only 75 in from Boston now.
Gin for the lady.
Your field reports are... 2 weeks late.
Yeah. The Chicago office, as you know, has gone off on its own.
No, I didn't know that.
And as a result, all that work has been lost to us. We have farmed it out now to another agency. It's a very good, it's a very strong, it's a very new agency that I think is doing some very good work. But we're going to have to absorb the difference of those 2 weeks in those field
yes,
reports.
Yes, so now, according to the last market research report, we have lost 3/4 of the South.
I'm not worried about that.
Well, you may not be worried about that, but Eberling is worried about that.
Well, then let Eberling call me, that's all. And that's why I'm in the agency for. That's why... I'd like to know, what points of view do you represent today? What things would you like to get accomplished?
First of all...
Yes.
I'd like to talk about BAPSO.
BAPSO?
Now, I don't know what it is with BAPSO. If it's the packaging, if it's the copy, if it's the sell. I think that we're doing too hard a sell on BAPSO. I don't think we can. There are too many other things on the market like BAPSO. I think it needs a soft sell and a different sell. I think we have to put a new ingredient in BAPSO, and there is no new ingredient. It's not enough to say it's easy on your hands. Everything is easy on your hands.
Yes, you have a point. You make a good
point. Not
enough
to say it's clean. Everything cleans.
Yes, you make a nice good point there.
And if we put an odor into perfume, we've got to push that.
Yes.
You know, nobody has pushed that. They just mention it very lightly. There's an odor to it.
Yes, I think you bring up a good point that we can mention in the meeting as soon as we...
Well, we can't release anything on BAPSO until it's changed.
Thank you, waiter. Do you want dessert?
No, thank you.
All right, waiter, just bring a cigar, please. Would you like a cigar?
Please.
Two cigars.
Business as usual. Funny business with Nichols and May. Also brought to you by your American Motors Rambler dealer.
Hi, Mr. American Motors Rambler dealer. I'm interested in one of your surprise time deals.
Good. Slip on this hat with the funny horn.
Okay.
Register surprise and your brain impulses make the horns honk. Now, look at this 1967 Rebel. Tom McHale of Mechanics Illustrated says there isn't a better intermediate-sized car sold in the U.S. than the 1967 Rebel.
I'll take it.
The Rebel?
The hat. And the Rebel, too. Surprise?
No, Rebels outsell the hats 5-1.
Surprise. You get your kind of deal on your kind of car at your American Motors Rambler dealer.
Nichols and May return later today on Monitor. Here's a thought about jobs and summer vacations. It's nice to get away, isn't it? But millions of kids will spend this summer in hot, crowded, and dirty cities where they spend the rest of the year, too. If you can give one of these kids a summer job, you'll be giving him a break, perhaps an unforgettable one. If you can help, the President's Council on Youth Opportunity urges you to call your state employment service now. If you can't offer a kid a job, you can help in other ways. Call your information operator and ask her for summer youth. She'll tell you how you can help.
This is Ed McMahon. We've had a minor revolution at our house in the bathroom. I went to wash my hair the other day, and gone were all those old shampoo bottles, and in their place, just one plastic tube. Alice, that's my wife, said from now on, this was it, a one-family shampoo. And it's a good idea. It's a concentrate shampoo made by the Breck people to be an all-family shampoo. Now, being concentrated, just a little makes plenty of lather. It's great for cleaning up a load of kids like ours. And again, being concentrated, one tube goes a long way, so you're not forever running out. Now, because it's Breck, it's a very good shampoo, full of conditioners and all that stuff. It even suits baby fine hair like my older daughter Claudia's. And it's in a plastic tube, so you don't have to worry about the little ones breaking it. So when they asked me to talk about Breck Concentrate, I was really pleased, because the whole McMahon family has checked it out, and it's good stuff.
Thank you. hertz puppet on a string. A message now about menus.
Cooking with accent, Harry, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Waking up your hamburgers, huh?
Yeah. Waking them up.
You've tasted my hamburgers, Harry. I don't need accent. Isn't that right? Right?
Wrong.
What?
Wrong. If anything needed accent, it's your Blaburgers.
Blaburgers? You're kidding, huh?
No.
Huh?
No.
Why didn't you tell me this before, Harry?
If you've been making Blaburgers without knowing it, maybe you should wake them up with accent. We're coming up to monitor news on the hour, so stay tuned. I'm Bill Mazur.
Keep tuned. The latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. From NBC.
If the poet is right, and beauty is truth, and truth is beauty, then litter is a lie in every sense of the word, ugly and unnatural. For well over 400 years, this country has been a source of awesome beauty to men of all nations, with its sun-soaked beaches, peaceful parks, flowing countrysides, towering cities, and its brilliant chain of magnificent roads and waterways. The United States has long reigned supreme to both tourist and settler as a source of truth and beauty. But litter conceals the truth. Hides the beauty, shades the sun, stagnates the water, steals millions in tax dollars, beckons the bug and the rat, and ignores health and safety. Every litter bit serves as your lie to your country and yourself. Use the litter basket. Carry a litter bag in your car or boat. Keep America truly beautiful.
Make your play. Call sportscaster Bill Mazur, weeknights at 5. On the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
80 degrees and fair at Radio City, the time, 4 o'clock.